obviously to get recognised individually and for the team to be doing so well in the same month is a double bonus for me, so I'm over the moon actually.
You were up against some good competition there as well, weren't you?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, Curran's obviously been around for ages. I used to watch him when I was younger actually, from my dad, I think when he was at Reading, and he's always scored goals, and obviously luckily I've managed to pip him this month.
It's been a hell of a month, as you say, for you and for the team.
Definitely, it's been a really good turnaround. I think we've shown a lot of character, all the way from the manager down to everyone else, all the staff included. We've really turned our season around the last 6 weeks, and long may it continue.
A couple of goals for you. I know you've been scoring quite freely this season.
Yeah, it's been going well for me. Like a bit more of a central role now, the last sort of 6 or 7 games. So a bit closer to the goal, and hopefully the goals can carry on coming. It's a big part of my game, really, scoring goals.
It's obviously suiting you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Like, wherever I play, out on the right, left, wherever, as long as you're playing every week, you can never take that for granted. And I'm just enjoying my football at the moment, really.
Has it just been the change of formation then that's helped you slot into a position that you prefer?
I've played in dribs and drabs there, but it's probably been the first time where he said to me, right, the next 5 games you're playing in there. And I've been able to sort of understand the role more. Rather last season we had Fogden playing in there, sometimes me in there, sometimes, and we all chop and change, or at least you've got to be playing in the same position most weeks really to find that consistency that hopefully I think I found over the last 6 weeks.
A good month for you, but I mean seriously, I mean 14 goals this season, you've had a good season overall, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a long way to go yet, still a lot of goals to score hopefully, and a lot of games to get in, try and reach the next target I've got for myself till the end of the season now, and just carry on. We've just got to finish as high as we can come 2nd of May, and who knows where it'll take us.
I know the manager. I heard the manager's comments at the end of the night, the other night, saying, you know, we're not talking about playoffs, that sort of thing, but is that realistic?
I think the other night was probably a bit of a kick in them sort of hopes that we had really for that. But listen, we've been at the wrong end of the table for a lot of the season, so to turn that around now and be looking up is what I'd say. We're looking up, definitely not down. And you just got to take each game as comes, as horrible as cliche that is. And then you never know where it takes you in 10 games' time.
What about Accrington? Because I know you lost at Fratton Park early in the season.
Yeah, tough side. I think everyone's got a perception that they're not the best side because they're just called Accrington and they don't get many people there, but that's not the way it is. It's a really, really difficult place to go. I mean, probably apart from the Northampton where they're beating 5-1, I think you'd be struggling to see them losing too many games by more than a goal at home, especially. So it's going to be a tough game for us, and we've got to try and carry on our way performances. Unfortunately, didn't get a result Tuesday, but the performances have been really good the last 4 or 5.
Because not a lot of people watch them, does that make it a different kind of atmosphere? Because obviously you're used to different things at Fratton Park.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, but at the same time, whether you're playing in front of 50,000 or 5 people, it's 11v11, and they're decent. They're doing well this season. Like I say, it's a difficult place to go, as everyone knows. It's going to be a tough game for us, but listen, you've got to be positive about these things, and I fancy us to get 3 points.
I guess the manager's looking for a bit of a reaction from the other night as well.
Definitely, we've not done as well this season as I would have liked. When we've lost the game, we haven't bounced back as well as we maybe should. And that's something we spoke about immediately after the game Tuesday. When you lose, you've got to bounce back, and that's what all good teams do. And I feel like maybe we're starting to look half a decent team now, the last 6-7 weeks especially.
And just finally, you know, from last season, I think 7 goals last season, 14 this. I mean, what's been the difference this year for you?
I think probably people that have seen me play, my consistency has maybe gone up a bit this year, whereas last season I was a lot, an 8 one week and then a 5 and up and down. I've tried really, just made myself more important to the team really and try and do more for the team, and I think hopefully that showed, and I've played I think every game of the season bar one with our suspended the Accrington game at home. So I think that the manager maybe probably feels the same way. I've found a bit more consistency to my game this season.